أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا قيل لهم ماذا أنزل ربكم قالوا أساطير الأولين. ليحملوا أوزارهم كاملة يوم القيامة ومن أوزار الذين يضلونهم بغير علم ألا ساء ما يزرون. قد مكر الذين من قبلهم فأتى الله بنيانهم من القواعد فخر عليهم السقف من فوقهم وأتاهم العذاب من حيث لا يشعرون. ثم يوم القيامة يخزيهم ويقول أين شركائي الذين كنتم تشاقون فيهم. قال الذين أوتوا العلم إن الخزي اليوم والسوء على الكافرين. الذين تتوفاهم الملائكة ظالمي أنفسهم فألقوا السلم ما كنا نعمل من سوء بلى إن الله عليم بما كنتم تعملون. فادخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فيها فلبئس مثوى المتكبرين. And when it is said to these kuffar, what is it your Rabb has sent down? What is it that your Rabb has revealed? They say, fables of the ancients, in order that they may carry their burdens in full on the day of Qiyamah. And the burden of those people whom they had misled without knowledge, how miserable is the burden that they will bear. One is their own burden, and then added to their burden will be the burden of those that they had misled. A person who initiates a wrong and people begin to follow him, then he bears the burden of the sin, of his own sin, as well as the sin of those people that he had misled. Indeed, those before them had plotted against Allah, against the truth. Then Allah Ta'ala had taken their structures from the very foundations, and their roofs had collapsed over them from above, and the punishment had come to them from directions that they had least perceived. Then on the day of Qiyamah, He will cover them with disgrace, and He will ask them, where are those partners of mine whom you used to dispute about with the people of righteousness? The people of knowledge will say that disgrace and misery be upon the kafirs. The kafirs will be covered with disgrace and misery. Those whom the malaika come to take away their souls in the state of them being guilty and wrong. That state, whilst they are in wrong, and the malaika come to take away their souls at death, then at that time will they offer submission, saying, we had not committed any evil. No, Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of all that you've been doing. So enter into the gates of Jahannam to dwell therein. And how evil is the abode of those that are arrogant. And when it is told to those that are righteous, what is it that your Rabb has revealed? They say, our Rabb has sent down good. And for those who do righteousness in this world will be a beautiful reward in this world. They will get basharat, the good news of their abode, and Allah Ta'ala will make their lives in this abode enjoyable and pleasant. And The abode of the hereafter is even better, and how excellent is the home of the righteous, eternal gardens which they will enter, beneath which rivers flow. They will have therein all that they desire, and thus do we reward the righteous, those that guard themselves, whom when the malaika come to receive their souls at the time of death in the state of purity, their hearts are clean with the belief of purity, their actions are pure with sincerity. So when the malaika come to take away their souls, they will be in a state of purity. Then will the malaika address them, Salamun alaikum, salams upon you, and enter into Jannah for the good that you have been doing. And are these kuffar waiting until the malaika come to take away their souls at the time of death, or the decree of punishment of your Rabb issues? Thus did those that came before them, and Allah Ta'ala did no wrong to them, but they been doing wrong to their own souls. Then their evil deeds, that is the results of the evil deeds, had overtaken them, and the very thing that they had been ridiculing had surrounded them. The mushriks say, had it been the will of Allah Ta'ala, then we would have not worshipped anything besides Him, neither we nor our fathers, nor would we have declared anything as haram other than what He has declared. In the same manner did those that came before them. Then the mission of the Rasuls is only to convey the clear message. Obviously, this is illogical to say that if had Allah Ta'ala willed, we would have not worshipped anything besides what He had prescribed. In this world, Allah Ta'ala gives everybody free will and the ability to choose. Nobody is compelled to take and adopt any particular path. He is given the free will and he's got the ability to choose, and based on this free will and him accepting the right will be his reward. He's got the free will to do either right or wrong, and because he adopts the right, he is rewarded. Otherwise, if the same argument is extended, then no wrong will be wrong. For the murderer will also say that had Allah Ta'ala willed, then I would have not committed murder. So there would have not been any system in this world. Nobody can use this in his defense. That had it been the will of Allah Ta'ala, I wouldn't have made shirk. Allah Pak has given you free will, He's given you the ability to reason, the ability to use your discretion. If you're not going to use these faculties and abilities, then it is to your own peril. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا. And we had sent a Rasul to every people, and they commanded, worship Allah Ta'ala alone, and abstain from wrong, from shaitanism, and worshipping the shaitan. Then there were those whom Allah Ta'ala guided, and there were those against whom the error was established. So travel through the earth and see for yourselves what was the end of those who rejected the truth. If you are anxious for their guidance, then Allah Ta'ala does not guide those who He leaves to. Allah Ta'ala does not guide those who He leaves to stray, and nor will they find anyone to assist them. Presently, these kuffar, they are so sure about, they are so convinced about the reckoning not taking place, they take mighty oaths in the name of Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala will never raise up the dead. No, this is a promise that is binding upon him. But most people do not understand. And this raising of the dead there must be a day of Qiyamah where the dead will come back to life, that Allah Ta'ala may make it clear, لَهُمُ الَّذِي يَخْتَلِفُونَ فِي. He will make for them clear the very thing that they had been disputing about. The truth of all that they were differing about will become clear for them. And the kuffar may understand that they were lying. about Qiyamah not taking place and Qiyamah not being a reality. So this lie of theirs will become evident, and this must happen. Otherwise, in this world, no person is fully remunerated in this world. There must be a plane for remunerating the good and for punishing the evil. There must be a plane for this. And this will be the day of Qiyamah. So this must happen. And raising the dead is a very simple thing for Allah Ta'ala. For when we wish anything, then all we do is we say, be and it is. May Allah give us